Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 35. More mobility doesn't always mean pain-free. This episode covers how becoming more mobile doesn't necessarily mean pain-free and what a resilient body really is. Have you ever gained more mobility but then got pain in that area? This can be very confusing as we are led to believe that more mobility equals pain-free, but this isn't always the case. So in this episode, I'll break down how and why this happens and what you should really be aiming for in terms of physical freedom. So we're back on the podcast again after a little break. 2 weeks off there without it. Not good. Look, whatever, other things happened. Got a bit of a flu and yada, yada, yada. And I just checked there because one of the goals this year was to be consistent with the podcast. So I've missed 6 weeks so far this year. And the little math tells me that that's 11%. So if I'm consistent now every week for the rest of the year, I'll have been 89% consistent with the podcast. So look, it's just a reminder that I'm always preaching about staying on the path for, you know, your physical freedom and other things in life. Everyone falls off the path. As you can see there, I've already missed 6 weeks in the year. But the main thing, look, if you're 80%, you know, if I got to the end of the year, 80%, you're going to keep moving forward. And that's what we're going to do. So for today, the more mobility doesn't always mean pain-free. So I chose this because, well, basically because it happened with a client this week and I wanted to get the podcast done and I was like, right, we're going to run with this one. And I wrote up the notes there yesterday. So it can be confusing. I remember that as well, where I thought, yeah, like if you get to the levels of the front splits that you'll ever have hip pain. And like I get a lot of messages around that as well. Do I need to aim for the front splits? Like the short answer is no. But we're going to dive into that today. So we'll cover it in three different parts and you'll understand then by the end, like, yeah, why more mobility doesn't always mean pain-free. So the first point then is around the pain. Hopefully you know bits about this from listening to me on Instagram or here, but pain is complex. So there is no one cause for pain, which means, yeah, a certain movement or a certain position, that doesn't guarantee that you're going to be pain-free for life, for example. Like, yes, of course, more mobility in your hips will likely lead to less pain, less tightness, stiffness, etc. But it's not a guaranteed, it's not going to guarantee that you'll never get pain in your hips for the rest of your life. Okay, so it's just, yeah, from a scientific point of view, that's not the case, no matter what some people are telling you on Instagram. So, yeah, the pain, look, it's a protection mechanism against all perceived threats. So protection mechanisms can go off even when there's nothing, quote, like structurally wrong. The example that really helped me back in the day was a fire alarm. Yes, the fire alarm is meant to go off when there's a fire in the house, but it can still go off to things like toast in the toaster. Okay, so that kind of stuff can still happen. Even if you do have great hip mobility, you can get pain for other reasons, like a new injury or just lots of other reasons that, you know, could be lack of sleep, could be all these other things compounding that would lead your brain to think there is a bit of a threat in the body. Okay, so yeah, that's just the first point. The biopsychosocial model of pain is where you dig deeper into that. Free video around that on my YouTube channel. So then on to the second point. It's important to understand the objective progress and subjective progress. So this is what I explained to the client this week, amongst a few other things, like we kind of recapped on the pain and talked about a few of these points I'm going through here. That's what I ask people too. I say, look, there's objective progress and then the subjective progress. The objective is, excuse me, what everybody can see. So like touching your toes, that means you're more mobile in your hamstrings, you know, doing the splits, you're a lot more mobile in your hips, etc. And then the subjective progress, that's what you can feel. Like if you feel less pain, less tightness, less stiffness, whatever, only you know that. Like nobody else knows that unless you tell them. So it's always good just to understand the difference between the two of those. And then usually when I ask clients as well, who, you know, if they're very focused on like touching their toes or getting the splits or whatever, I'd ask them, if you had a choice, would you rather do the splits but still have hip pain or have no hip pain but you can't do the splits? And like everybody they've asked so far anyway would say the second one. I would also say the second one too. Like I'd rather have no pain, be able to do what I love, pain-free day to day for my quality of life as well, and over some arbitrary like cool movement. And it just kind of resets the expectations as well. Around, it's not about the actual cool movements. It's just more about being able to go through life pain-free and do what we want to do. So once you know the two different ones, I actually covered that in the podcast before in more detail, but yeah, just a quick recap on it there. So once you know the two of them, we can pop on to the third point of like what physical freedom actually is. And I heard it described in a good way. Like if we take the back, for example, the spine, you could say that physical freedom would be an objectively resilient spine and a subjectively pain-free spine. Okay, so objectively resilient, subjectively pain-free. And like what that really means is objectively resilient, it's kind of up to you what you think resilient is, but to me it's like mobile and strong. Okay, so we want to be able to bend forward and backwards, bend left and right, twist left and right, you know, cover all the three planes of motion of the spine, be comfortable moving around in all of them. And then when you are, get strong there. Get strong moving forward and backwards. Get strong moving left and right. Get strong rotating. And that's one of the best ways to, again, get an objectively resilient spine to be prepared for the chaos of sport and life. Because, you know, this neutral spine stuff, it's, life isn't a neutral spine. Sport isn't a neutral spine. There's no point staying like a plank. I've done this for years before, back when I had the chronic pain. I didn't know much about the body. Thinking, protecting my body, wrapping it in bubble wrap, staying like a robot, a neutral spine was the answer. It's not, because life is outside a neutral spine. Sport is outside a neutral spine. You're setting yourself up to fail and get injuries if you're not preparing yourselves for those movements. So that's what we want, objectively resilient, training mobility of the spine, training strength of the spine, just like anything else, you know, just like your bicep, just like your legs. Again, it's a thing that, oh yeah, we can train arms, we can train legs. Oh, the spine, no, that's dangerous. Which is actually the root problem, because then we don't train it and it gets weaker and tighter. So then on the subjectively pain-free, that's fairly self-explanatory. Like, we want to, yeah, be able to not be feeling pain in the back, not be feeling tight and stiff. So when you combine the two of them together, that's where physical freedom is. You know, physical freedom of the spine, it's when it's objectively, like, it's mobile and strong, and then subjectively, you're not getting pain, or, like, very little pain. You know, as we said, like, pain is there for a reason, to protect us. It'll never fully go away. It's like hunger. You know, hunger is a great, great comparison there. It's like saying, what diet will get rid of my hunger forever? It's like, that's not how it works, because hunger is a survival signal that will come up when you should be eating some calories. So, yeah, I think that's probably the recap on it there. Like, we just went through all this, and then he was understanding that, oh, okay, like, you know, he's not doing anything wrong, because that's what you can think as well. Oh, I'm doing the mobility, my spine is getting a bit more mobile, but I got pain in my back yesterday, you know, because I was sitting at the desk all day or whatever. That's fine. Like, that's part of the journey. There's nothing weird about it. Like, we're hunter-gatherers, we're designed for lots of movement and all these other things. We're not designed to be sedentary beings, and that leads into another part of why we're feeling tight and stiff, etc. So it's completely fine. It's part of the journey. Once you understand all these things that I'm going through, that's what helps you to relax in these moments and to see it's not a big deal and to be able to keep going with the program, not freaking out, not getting anxiety and worry more about it, because that can actually lead to more pain and more tightness when you understand the biopsychosocial model. So yeah, very important to understand all we went through there, that the pain is complex. There's like objective and subjective progress that you can be tracking, and then understand like what physical freedom really is. You want both. You do want the mobile and strong back, but you also want the like pain-free as well, which, you know, to do all of that, especially on the pain-free side, it takes actually learning a bit about pain and learning these things that I'm going through. So yeah, that was pretty much it. We'll leave it at a short one today, just getting back into it. And on the conclusion there, yeah, it was just to remind you, like, don't get caught up in these fancy moves. It's about keeping your eyes on the bigger picture of physical freedom, because I've been there before as well. You know, I see people like, look, I do the splits, or can do the splits, and have put that up there as well. That's just to show competency. Like, look, I'm obviously preaching about physical freedom. I want to show people I've got to high levels of it. But yeah, you don't want to get caught up in them moves of thinking, oh, I need to get the splits, or I need to get, you know, your fingers touching the floor, palms to floor, or whatever. Like, they're good goals to aim for, obviously, and they can help with motivation and stuff, but it's not a requirement. If you want to be pain-free in your hips or your back or whatever, those moves aren't a requirement. So yeah, just to make sure you're not kind of chasing that and going down the wrong rabbit hole. So on the three ways that I can help you then, we have the Physical Freedom Program. That's kind of what we were chatting about today. That's my one-to-one coaching program on how to overcome chronic pain and injury. Worked with hundreds of clients across 37 different sports and activities over three different continents, covering all joints of the human body. So if you want to not settle for your movement limitations, DM me on Instagram or send me an email to guywhodidn'tsettle@gmail.com. Mental Freedom course then, this is my self-awareness course that teaches you how to stop looping and suffering and skillfully navigate your own mind. It's all about understanding like why you are the way you are, how to break free from that to become where you want to be. The Lifestyle Design University then, from just €49, you can have the blueprint to design the life true to yourself. You can learn how to create a vision there, how to use my self-development system and move levers to freedom, which closes the gap between the life you have now and the life that you want. For the follow contact then, we got the website, documentaries up there as well if you never saw it. And as I said, the contact there, like email, guidance@gmail.com. and Instagram. Instagram is the most active social media platform that I'm on. Okay, so that's it. We're going to get consistent with the podcast again and hopefully aim for one each week then for the rest of the year. So hopefully you can't still hear my flu. I guess I'll only know when I listen to this back. But yeah, we're back on it. So don't settle. Live true to yourself and we'll talk to you next week.